Hello, my name is Nandini Sen, and I am reading an extract from my story, Mrs. Sen. I knew my mother, Mrs. Sen, quite intimately, or so I thought. That was until the day just after my 13th birthday, when she suddenly left my father and me. Her name was Mrs. Sunrita Sen. She was not the prettiest woman, but her intellectual face had two deep and shining eyes, and she had her huge pet baggage of idiosyncrasies. She used to read a lot. After work, she would keep her office bag in its designated place and change from her chiffon sari into a sleek silk nightgown and immediately start reading the book she had kept carefully marked with a stylish page mark. Weekends provided her a lot of free time, which she filled in with visits to the Golpark Ramakrishna Mission Library. Mrs. Sen cherished every moment she spent with her books. One of the most endearing memories I retain is of her sitting in the reading room, nervously plucking her hair and leafing through the magazines and books. She showed her angst by almost gulping in the journal pages instead of chewing leisurely. Reading could have been one of her morbid symptoms, since she pounced with equal zeal upon whatever came her way, even old newspapers and calendars. At home, she would always sit straight with her back completely stiff and voraciously consume her latest new prey, a carefully maintained book. Mrs. Sen's study was a small room converted from a balcony in a posh flat on the 9th floor of a well-known apartment house in the South Calcutta. Light from a dim yellow lamp focused on her books. The balcony window was gorgeous. She would have a view of almost the whole of Calcutta, including Howrah Bridge to the east, and on a clearer day, even an edge of the Calcutta airport to the northwest. In fact, she grew up in this huge luxurious flat and, being the only child of her parents, ultimately inherited it. Here, she settled down with her husband and me. Indeed, she was spoiled by the wealth and riches that her parents unconditionally showered upon her.